The season is here that we've all been looking forward to. I think the list of species to mention this week is way too long.
Do not wait for Monday morning to see all those reports coming through and the social media blowing up and thinking, I should have. There is no should have. We are doing it. Let's get out there. Let's go.
There you go, buddy. Hit it now.
This is the Angler News SA podcast. I'm Vanessa Green.
Hello, anglers. Welcome back. Welcome back to an episode where we are looking for those fresh new species. It's spring, it's in full swing, and along with that comes those species we were expecting this season. And that's what I love about it. That's what I love about KZN. There are so many facets we can go and fish. There are so many different species we can target. It doesn't matter what time of the year it is. There is always something to catch. And we have got so many species to target right now. We've got so many species on the bite where we are talking about everything from bass to blue skates. We are talking about bream to cob to brusher. Scalies are out of the charts. The tuna are huge. No matter where you are fishing, no matter what facet you are fishing, this is the time where the season is in full bloom. Now, we've
the
also
Kingfisher
got
are the leading
the
fishing tackle
of
specialist.
The shad season goes on.
We
start
here
in the
for every facet
of October.
Fishing.
We are going to talk about
to
all
cuta,
of this. In this
marlin
show,
to
we
trout.
Are bringing you all
basically
these hotspots.
Everything.
All from the
we have stores across KZN, from Toti to Salt Rock,
exactly
Durban to Peter Maritzburg.
You
can also find us online at kingfisher.co.za.
So relax and get ready for the Angler News Podcast. But before we do, you shout out to our sponsors, the Kingfisher.
The Kingfisher are the leading fishing tackle specialist. We stock gear for every facet of fishing, from carp to cuta, marlin to trout. Basically, everything. We have stores across KZN, from Toti to Salt Rock, Durban to Peter Maritzburg. You can also find us online at kingfisher.co.za.
Thank you, the Kingfisher. Now, guys, let's get into it. Let's get into the meat of where all these species are on the bite. We are going to kick it off in our hometown, as we usually do, with Mike V and Brad Krobler.
How's it, guys? Yes, the fishing this week has been a little bit slow, a little bit quiet, but the guys have been getting some lovely fish in the mix. Mainly, the targets, again, being the edibles. So quite a lot of snapper salmon along our beachfront, from Eddington all the way up towards Blue Lagoon. Quite a few snappers. A couple of lovely stumpies coming out. They're not thick. They're quite far and few between, but the guys that are getting them are getting some really nice size fish. A couple of good size grunters, especially in the Beechwood area going up towards Virginia. Good couple of cob around things I get. On the inedible side, there has been the odd blue ray around. They haven't been too wild yet. Maybe they'll come in and show themselves. Odd gray shark here and there, some small diamonds, but that's been about it on the beaches. On the ski boat and paddle ski side, guys have been getting some lovely bottoms. It's been mainly all about the bottom. Killbeck, doggers, amberjacks, yellowtails, all those sort of things. Guys are still pulling for the snook. They're getting them 1-1 up the coast and in the Mshlange area. Down south, there have been a few snook and a couple kuta. So also not a bad idea to go look on that side. Durban Bay has been nice, but the hassle is all the fish have been small. There've been a lot of grunter, all just size or just undersized. Quite a few cob there as well, mainly undersized. The key is very small. One or two springing around. So yeah, there have been a couple of fish in the bay. And I think maybe after those rains, those rivers are coming into the bay will flood out a bit. And maybe the bigger fish will come back to feed on the prawns and that they come out of them. Otherwise, guys, have a great weekend. This is Mike V for ANSA News.
Good day, guys. Brad here from Linsky Fishing Charters. Got the ski boat fishing report for the last week. Guys, yeah, we've had a bit of oofy weather over the weekend with some strong winds and some heavy rains and all that thing. But during the week, the fishing was pretty nice. Yeah, some really good bottoms coming out. Some nice keelback doggers and one or two mussel crackers along the Durban coast area. The general slingers, soldiers, and rock hards are all pretty lengthy full. There were a couple of snook off the Blue Lagoon area and off from Shloti, and then also quite a few garrick off in the shallows on the live bait. Yeah, so guys, this is Brad for Angler News South Africa, and guys, tight lines, and speak to you guys all next week.
Thank you, Mike and Brad. Well, you know we are in that season where there's going to be wind, there's going to be some big seas, we know there's going to be definitely rain, right? But there are fish on the bite. You know, we just got to put in the time, put in the effort, and when that window is there, go out and make the most of it. I'll tell you what, someone that has been making the most of it is Michaela Daniel. Now, not only has she been having an absolute blast bringing in some from Huge Garrick Offshore. She's also had her ears on the ground to tell you what's happening just outside of Durban, Durban North, Westbrook, all those areas. I'm going to leave it to her to tell you what she's heard.
What's up, everyone? This is Michaela reporting from Durban for Angler News SA. Starting off at Blue Lagoon, there wasn't much action in terms of Garrick, but a few shad came out as well as a few grunter and the odd blacktail. While at Beechwood, the mornings have produced a few decent shad, while the afternoon bite has mainly consisted of grey sharks, spinner sharks, and a few rays. Further along to Virginia, however, it's been a bit quiet, but our guys still managed to pick up a few stumpies, blacktail, and shad. While the offshore fired yet again with lots of garrick, but our guys did have to travel a bit deeper for them as they were quite scarce along the back line. And with that being said, not many snook came out over the past week, but our bottoms fishermen hit gold yet again with some lovely darga and geelbek. Moving up the coast to Mhloti, it's still the usual blacktail, bronze bream, and a couple of stone bream too, while our offshore guys got a couple of snook, but most resorted to bottoms and picked up some nice reds, rockhard, and geelbek. Overall, it was another productive week for our North Coast anglers, and I'm sure we're all looking forward to the next. Tight lines, everyone, and have a great week.
Thank you, Michaela. Always good to hear from you. Well, guys, she's off to fish Vital this week. I'm fishing down south. Trust me, we've got reporters all over the place. Now, one of the reporters that is definitely all over the place, not just catching beautiful blue rays with her daughter, she is also got her fingers on the pulse with what's going on, and she called me up this week. She's having an absolute blast hearing all the content coming through and telling me she has to get out there and fish. Well, all the information that's coming through, she just can't wait to head further north. This is what she has heard.
Hi fellow anglers, it's Deandra reporting for Angler News SA for the Northern Coast. It's been an epic week for anglers all along the north and upper north coast. The season is here that we've all been looking forward to. I think the list of species to mention this week is way too long, so I'll just give a brief overall on what's been happening between Ballita up to Zululand region. Just back for every occasion, as fishing has been great for rock and surf. Anglers can gear up for some great edibles and non-edibles to target. Snapper, rockcod, stumpies, caballo, kingfish, snook, and many more common species have been around, but it's the bream still taking the lead for this past week. The sandies and brown rays have been wild on the bite, with the odd few blues and duckbills also being hooked. A stunner of a black-tip shark and a duckbill was landed that deserves some bragging rights for this past week. Weather-wise, it's not been too pleasant for the offshore anglers, but there has been some good catches besides the tuna, like dusky cod, different rockcod species, black mussel cracker, and garrick. As always, be responsible and release the breeding species where possible, as we need to fish for the future. Have a great week, everybody, and tight lines.
Thank you, Dee. Oh, man, I absolutely love it. The North Coast is firing. When someone tells you the list of species are way too long to mention, you know there's action, right? I mean, I absolutely love it. And Dee, thank you so much. I really appreciate you giving a mention to releasing those breeding species. Guys, this is imperative right now. Our stocks, I'm sure you've all noticed the shad run was a lot quieter this year. I mean, there are some shad down south. We're going to get to that just now. Adam is going to tell us more about that. But while we're on this topic, I say it every year, I'm going to say it again, you have to respect those bag and size limits. It's imperative. Our stock levels are increasingly low, and if we do not fish for the future, as Dee said, well, we are going to be in some serious trouble. Now, we know we've got a few more days left for the shad season. It closes on the 31st of September at midnight. As of the 1st of October midnight, you cannot fish for shad, right? However, we are going to get into some cob action. It is Cobtober. Deandra already heard about it. There's a lot more coming out down south. Fish for the future. But for now, let's find out about some insane scaly action that's happening up in the Midlands right now. I spoke to Jan, and he's been talking about scalies going on for days on all those river systems. He's going to tell you more about it.
Hey there, guys. Summer is starting to knock on the front door, and as we see, the first of the rains making an appearance. That being said, the international forecast for Southern Africa are 50 to 75% in favor of a La Nina event for the rest of the year, which typically brings good rains to this region. Last season's rainfall over this period was also classified as quote-unquote good, but shall we say rather overly. And fingers crossed that while we receive the required rainfall to keep the systems going, we certainly don't need the surfeit that we had last year. With the rivers being on the skinny end of the flow scale currently, it's been slim pickings for the trout stream anglers, with only a single blank return to show from the Natal Fly Fishers Club anglers on the NFFC River Beats. But guys, it's not too dismaying for this time of year. The fish are most certainly still there. It just really isn't very much fun fishing in such low and slow conditions. And if the forecast is to be believed, there is some rain ahead, which will hopefully give the rivers a required push over the next week or so. But guys, if rivers are your game, yellowfish and scaly should be top of your list as they are out in full force. There are some excellent numbers of fish coming to hand from the Umkomas system, albeit smaller fish, while fewer but a better class of fish are being reported from the Tugela system. And depending on your preferred style of fishing for these freshwater bonefish, short line nymphing with weighted patterns or drifted under an indicator is recommended for the faster rapid water, while a floating line with a longer leader rig, also with lighter weighted patterns, is recommended for the slower water. Speaking of yellows, the NFFC held a very successful yellowfish clinic on the Umkomas River for some 28 anglers this past weekend. Well-known local angler and guide Jeremy Rochester from Escape Fly Fishing was on hand to impart skills and techniques, which resulted in good numbers of fish for the clinic anglers. Apart from the fishing skills, there was also a fly tying demonstration. And for those anglers wanting to get into making their own, do come in and chat to me at Kingfisher Maritzburg for more information on the Natal Fly Dresser Society. With the rivers being on the low side, the NFFC Stillwaters saw the bulk of the anglers' attention over the last week. The fish, however, remain as elusive as they can be, with only a couple of fish reported in the 11 to 13 inch, that is 28 to 33 centimeter, and 17 to 19 inch, 43 to 48 centimeter classes. There are some good fish being reported from local private waters, however. Dam levels are on the low end of the scale, and water temperatures are reported between 15 and 18 degrees centigrade. Bass fishing is reportedly picking up at Albert Falls, while Midmark continues to fish well and steady. Senkos and crankbaits are your current producers, and with the rain starting to make a show, carp and barbel should start spawning soon. Guys, do stop in the Kingfisher Maritzburg for the best in tackle advice. This is Jan Carbel reporting for Kingfisher and for Angler News South Africa.
Jan, you're absolute legend. Thank you for all those tips on how to fish those river systems. Absolutely amazing. I'm going to try my hand on some salt water this weekend, and I'm going to be using those flies that you tied for me. I have no doubt I'm going to get into some action down the South Coast with that. Now, talking about the South Coast, heading down the South Coast, I have been waiting all week for that information because, yes, as I mentioned, that's where I'm going to be heading this weekend, and I'm glad to report there is some action going on. It did take a slight dip. However, like we were hearing throughout the report so far, it is a change of season and a change of species, and nothing wrong with that. Still something to catch. Here's what's coming out from Ray Thompson.
It's going to be a very short one today, and it is as simple as this, that Umgababa, Umkomas area has produced shad, brusher, and of course, garrick. As well as in Yawney and Winkel, a lot of bronze bream coming out in the Umkomas area. And I'm talking further south, all the way down to Scottsboro, lots and lots of bronze bream coming out. The Heart Attack Hill area, all the way through to the Bluff, bronze bream and brusher, guys. The shad are a little bit small at the moment, the ones that have been coming out that I've been seeing, but I have heard of quite a few bigger ones, those 1.5 to 2 kilo ones coming out at Inyoni and at Winkel. So guys, go out there, have a great weekend. Tight lines.
Thank you, Ray. Species that we do not have to throw far for. With this weather, yeah, it's going to be difficult to cast into some heavy winds. However, those seem to be more of the rock species. Now, Ray was talking about the bream at Umgababa. Guys, you know, I had an absolute blast about a week or two ago with that bream and with the bunch of friends. It was amazing. A lovely morning. Unfortunately, there was an incident this week. So, guys, when you're out there, please be aware. For your surroundings, fish in numbers. Certain areas, you're going to have to be in numbers. And unfortunately, Umgababa is one of those areas. It is producing the fish. We know this. It's been like that for the last couple of weeks. However, we are targeted out there. So, yeah. You know what? Please be safe. Be aware of your surroundings when you are down there. All right. Now, let's get back into more positive news. I don't like the negative stuff, especially if I'm heading to this area this week. So, we're going to leave it to Adam, our South Coast guru, to give us an indication of what we can expect.
Hey, Vinesh. I hope you're doing well, my friend. And everybody out there has had an awesome week. So, things down in the South Coast, unfortunately, haven't been entirely flawless. However, that being said, we have had a few days that have been, the sea's been really choppy. We've had quite a big swell one or two days, a bit of sand mixing here and there. So it hasn't been ideal conditions. Also, there's some big storms coming up, but our luck hasn't run out just yet, Vinesh, because the guys have still been getting some beautiful bronzies. Guys at Margaret Pier today got some awesome shad, really nice sizes as well. I wouldn't say cracker numbers, but the guys have definitely been getting some good shad. There's still been a couple of brush around, a bit of chelion. In terms of garrick and I would say cob, and also your sort of non-eds in terms of your greys and stuff, I would not at all say it's been fireworks. However, the guys have still been catching 1-1-1. So yes, there is still fish on the coast. We've still got that purple patch finish. We are not giving it up anytime soon at this stage. But I don't know what things are going to do after the storm. They have put a severe sort of thunderstorm, rainstorm, blah, 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 warning out for this week. Again, yes, it might happen. But we do know that afterwards, the fish might just come on the bite if the rivers don't blow up too much and just too much brown, obviously mixing around, which we do know cob love, but all the rest of the fish go meh. So yeah, definitely. We are not giving up that purple patch. We have still had a bit of lady luck on our side. And the guys really did get some good size shad. In terms of kingies, there's also been a one or two popping up here and there. They haven't been massive, but they are still here. So yes, guys, fishing on the South Coast has still been moderately good at this stage, Vinesh. It hasn't been a complete and utter failure. But let's see what this weather is going to do and let's see what's going to happen afterwards. However, guys, I do wish to say, please stay safe out there. Tight lines, and let's see those catches.
Thank you, Adam. You know what I love about Angler News, right? I love the fact that we know what these conditions are looking like. We know it is looking dull. It's looking gloomy. It's looking rainy. It's looking like the water might be brown. But when you have Adam still keeping you as positive for this weekend, when you have the rest of the reporters that are giving you information like this, you are just so poised and eager to still go out there. It doesn't matter. That's exactly what I'm going to be doing. I am going to be still gearing up for a variety of species, considering what the weather conditions are, and especially considering how many different species there are out there. I love it. I can't wait for it. I'm super excited. I hope you are too. Just get out there and get fishing. Do not wait for Monday morning to see all those reports coming through and the social media blowing up and thinking, I should have. There is no should have. We are doing it. Let's get out there. Let's go. And until the next one.
This is the Angler News SA Podcast. I'm Vanessa Green. Find more episodes at ecr.co.za under podcasts or your favorite podcast app. Let's fish for the future.